Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
According to IMDb, the song Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum is the most frequently used song in movies, having appeared in over 40 films. Play along with the four witches in the house when they are asked to guess what song comes from which movie. And now, Paul, hey, that's me, cool, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
There's no witches like show witches. There's no witches I know. Everything about us is appealing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the rest of the words, but welcome to Good Witch, Bad Witch, the podcast. This is a movie-based one. We'll get to it in a minute. Mm. But first of all, let me introduce to you your bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
Boo-boo-boo.
Your man witch with two N's, Daryl Brown.
Hi, Lily. I almost said her word.
Oh,
I almost said Lily. Oh.
Don't steal my tagline.
Nope. How you doing, folks?
I am your good witch, Shelley Majors. And today we have a special guest, the tech witch, for 2 weeks in a row, Paul Romero.
Yo, what's up? So I got a tagline, Lisa. I don't know what you got to do something about this your tagline.
It's going to be so amazing. It's going to blow all socks off once it actually happens.
You could just say, no socks.
No socks. No socks, witch.
No socks.
Anyway,
maybe I should just do, this is your bad witch, Lisa Brown. Scandal.
I do like scandals.
Scandals is so much fun. We did it twice in the last show.
Okay. And you know who doesn't have scandals? Good witches.
True.
Bad witches have scandals.
And then everybody will wonder what my scandal is.
Right.
Exactly. And I'll be like, don't you understand?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, bad witch. Could you explain what today's show is going to be like?
Yeah, so basically today's show is just like last week's show, except for movie-based. So, Paul, hey.
Go ahead.
You stop talking. Paul is going to play us a little clippet of a movie theme song, and we are going to try to guess the movie. Yes,
yes,
the movie
that it came from, or the theme song,
or the theme song. Some of them might have artists. If they do, when we guess it, we get an extra point. If they don't, well, I mean, they all have artists. That's dumb. But let's say it's like *Chariots of Fire* or something that's an orchestra. What?
Vangelis is the artist.
Oh, good lord.
Damn, Vangelis much?
I'll take that one off the list.
Okay. Yeah, and stuff. So if it's that, then, you know, Shelley wins. Anyways, but whatever, you guys will follow along with us and play along and join Patreon so that you can see us playing and all the funniness that is your good witch, bad witch. So we'll take a little break, and when we come back, it will be the musical.
Showtime.
Musical entertainment and treats.
Yeah, musical entertainment and treats when we get back.
All right.
I could watch you for a lifetime. You're my favorite movie. A thousand endings. You mean everything to me.
Good day, good night, good afternoon. Fans of Good Witch, Bad Witch, we're here for another amazing game show called Guess This Movie Soundtrack or Song. I just made that up on the fly.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it.
So we're going to kick it right off. We're going to do a little thing here and make sure we're ready to hear this first cut. Stand by. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Daryl, 8 Mile.
Yay. Damn it!
You got
the artist is Mom Spaghetti.
Oh,
Eminem.
No, just kidding.
Deuces, baby.
Okay, all right. He's off to another start.
Good job.
Good job. Goodness.
Now this is gonna be one for me.
I like Mom Spaghetti better.
I hope. Stand by in 3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Lisa Brown.
Avatar.
Got it!
Wow!
I totally pulled that out of my ass. It just is what I thought.
Say blue people
that was probably performed by the Blue Man Group.
I don't know. Shelly, do you know?
We're on the same wavelength. We're on the same wavelength.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done.
Talked about Richard Gere last week. Now we're talking about Blue Man. Okay. All right, here we go. Everybody's going to guess this one in 3, 2, and 1. Daryl Brown.
Dun, dun, dun,
you
dun,
need
dun,
to know
dun,
the
dun.
Name of it, though.
48 Hours.
Nope.
No!
Oh. Lily. It's from Beverly Hills Cop. It's Axel F. by that one guy.
That is correct.
You get two, though. I know it was Axel F.
Thank you.
What was Beverly Hills? Why did I say 48 Hours?
Because
Eddie Murphy's in both of them.
Oh, that's
probably
true.
Probably in the same year.
Yeah.
It was Axel F. and yeah. It was from Beverly Hills.
Way to go, Shells.
Thank you.
You little gimp, you got it.
Yeah, now this one's going to just, we go back to a couple shows.
God, that was good.
Season.
Thanks.
Let's, proud of you.
Let's talk about this one right
Okay.
Here. Everybody gets
hey,
it.
Hey, hey, hey.
I think it was all of us at the same time. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Breakfast Club.
Whoa. Oh, I have the artist.
You go, girl.
Yes. Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Yeah,
Correct.
Good
Simple
one.
Simple Minds. Date. I love
that song. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Right. This week, the week that we're recording, was the 20th anniversary.
I believe you're right. Yeah, I think I've seen it on.
30th anniversary.
I've seen it on the reels.
I did
of
too.
Their actual detention day.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Funny. How we feel.
Yep.
Okay, here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Ed Shelley.
Is it Cars by
yes,
Pixar?
Yes, it is. But the movie.
Thank you.
You
and
know
I think
I
that
say,
version, the artist is Rascal Flatts.
Correct.
Wow.
Damn. I was going to say, I thought that was Thelma and Louise. Life is a Highway.
Yes. Or A Fall Off a Cliff.
I knew Rascal Flatts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't know a remake.
Yeah. All right.
Now we're gonna be at a disadvantage for the Man Witch. Let's see what happens between this group of fantastic witches. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Led Shelley.
Chicago?
Yes. What's the name? No, it's a particular song in
the
Chicago.
The song is Roxy.
Got it! You got it. I think that's an edge.
You thought I was going to get that?
No.
Oh, disadvantage. Oh,
disadvantage.
Yeah. No, I watched it with these two. We snuggled up.
Oh, so good.
It was the best.
No, we went to the theater.
That's right.
Oh, Chicago. We didn't go to the theater.
Name on everybody's lips is going to be Roxy.
All right.
Roxy rocks. Oh, position.
Everybody's got a.
They look like Regina
they're,
Pledge.
Okay, at least get the name of the film series. Okay, stand by in 3, 2, 1.
It's been a long time.
Daryl Brown.
Oh, suckers. That is the trash can one.
Trash can one?
Hold on. No, no, no. Wait, I said
you can say hold on Jeopardy.
Ooh. Oh, it's the AIDS patient one. What is it?
Mr. Cotta.
What's
it's
it?
The Fast and the Furious.
Get it. Yes.
What a well done.
I go the AIDS patient one.
Don't you
I don't know who sings this, though.
No.
And I'll tell you.
Oh, that's because he died. Yeah. Paul was his
Paul
name.
Hottie
Paul Hottie
Paul Rubens.
No.
Okay, no.
In any case.
Okay, damn it. Okay,
thank
I'm back in.
Forgetting that one for sure. Yeah, Fast and Furious. That song appeared in Fast and Furious.
This is all.
Seven.
Mrs. Cotta.
Impressive.
Seven. Okay, now everybody get your arms ready. And Shelly, you can put it up a little higher. If it's this one. Okay, and 3.
It hurts her.
And 2, 1.
Okay.
Let it go.
Yeah, we got a tie between Lisa and Shelly. Boy,
say it at the same time.
You want to do rock, paper, scissors?
No, you can have it.
Okay.
I'll do you. Come on.
It's it was from Frozen, and it's Idina Menzel.
And the name of the song is?
Let It Go!
Wow. I love when she does that.
Yay. I get 3.
Nice. Did I mention I come from a poor...
That's
see, that's why I watch a lot of TV, because I couldn't afford to go to the movies.
How does he become victimized about a game
everything.
Show?
Everything. Everything. He has to make, damn victim. And he has to make excuses for everything.
I don't remember when he won the last one, him being victimized about anything. He didn't blame anybody.
He was just like, I don't know.
Most of the shows I watched on black and white TV.
Oh my good God! Okay,
or he watched television.
And he walked uphill both
with
ways to turn the channel.
Yes, with one eye. Storm
with one eye.
It was peeping in the windows of the neighbors in the black.
Yeah, I couldn't even. I couldn't even. I had to go to the neighbor's house to peep in.
But that's not what you were doing. That eye. Right. You were watching their TVs for sure.
Let it go.
This song was in this movie. Stand by in 3, 2, 1.
Let me know, Shaka, everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
But what's the movie?
Don't know.
But what's the movie?
Is this a stumper?
That's might be a stumper.
Is it My Best Friend's Wedding?
No.
Okay.
Is it... Hold on. Is it The Shawshank Redemption?
No. No.
Hooked on a feeling.
And it was, again, it was part of an entire music montage with this film, which I love. I got turned on it.
Pulp Fiction. Film. Reservoir Dogs.
So no, no.
Ride at Disneyland, California with this. It was a great movie. Groot. I am Groot, right? I am Groot.
Oh, that's the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Correct. That song was in that movie.
Great soundtrack.
I'd say yes. I say it's a Paul Stumper.
Yeah, that gave it to Paul Stumper. He gave it to somebody. Yeah, good job, Paul.
Okay.
I dug deep with that.
You're on the board.
Okay, I am pledging allegiance.
I'm hooked on a feeling. Here we go in 3,
like Shawshank Redemption.
And Daryl Brown.
Who you gonna call?
Wow.
Ghostbusters.
Who sang it?
If you're in the thing in the neighborhood.
And Lisa?
Ray Parker Jr.
Yes.
So who?
I get one point.
One.
Yeah.
He can. Uno umano. All right.
Here we go. 3. Get your arms ready. It's going to be a quick one. 3, 2, 1.
Exorcist.
No. Oh, no, sir. You're done.
We did the same exact thing.
I'll take this one then. Halloween?
Yep.
Yes.
Who sang it?
Halloweeny?
Michael Myers and the Myer Mets?
Yeah, it was Jamie Lee Curtis, but sure. You can have it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's not going to get any easier. Stand by.
Oh, God.
In 3, 2, 1. Daryl.
Oh, God. I just had a brain fart. Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No.
Well,
it sounds like it's about
creepy clowns.
I don't like it.
Uh-oh.
It's...
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know. It's making my nipples hard.
Oh.
It's the guy on the little tricycle.
Is it a Tim Burton movie?
No, it was Harry Potter.
Oh,
Harry Potter.
I'm on the other side.
There's another stumper. Paul's going to beat me.
Yeah.
Paul's stump is
not
going.
Intentional, but
he's
going
to whack me with his stump here.
I'm going to stump you. There we go in 3. Stand by 3, 2, and 1.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach.
Break into Electric Boogaloo. No.
No.
I'm going to say it was Justin Bieber.
No. Oh. The song was from High School Musical.
Oh, you guys should have not.
Damn Zac Efron.
So yes. So, yeah, we mixed it up. This song was part of the whole thing.
Damn, Paul's beat me now, huh?
I took Paul's daughter to see High School Musical.
Yeah, interesting story.
3.
I'm about to take her for ransom after this bullshit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, everybody's going to get this one in 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
Lisa Brown.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I go like this.
Well done. No, but... Okay, you get Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Know what she
meant. Sorry, I like stumping her. I like messing. She's gonna kick my ass.
She is the most competitive.
I am, and I'm one behind.
You're not down here with me and Shelly all the time, Paul. You're messing with fire, brother.
I know. All right, she's gonna
she'll
kick
slit
me. I'm
going
home right after this. Thank you very much.
No, you're not.
Paul's like, can I get a head start?
Hey, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Terrible.
James Bond.
Yes, sir.
007.
Yes. Which one?
Which one?
No, that was the whole thing.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's what I was always doing.
He's a trombone.
You played the nice trombone.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, they said once.
That's really, really good. You're like that one guy who does all those music notes. Like that one guy. I had a pretty good name right now. Okay, yeah. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Leanne Shelley.
Did you just call me Leanne? Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, the yes,
oh, good job.
Way to go, Lee.
Thank you.
Leanne. Great to go, Leanne.
Leanne.
Shelley Ann.
Shelley Ann.
You know who should have played this with us?
Who?
Ork and Nindy. Our other friends.
Easy there.
Okay.
Or from Mort.
Yeah.
Everybody will get this in the first couple notes. 3, 2, 1. Oh, oh Ty, Lisa, and Daryl.
Jaws.
Everybody afraid of the water.
Land shark. Everybody into the water.
Where are all these violinists underneath the ocean?
Right.
Yeah, they're pretty good, though.
They're very good.
Under the sea. The
baby shark. Anyway, I'll stop that now. Mm-mm. Okay, here we go. 1, 3, 2, 1. Daryl Brown.
Mission Impossible.
Wow.
Tom Cruise.
Quite gifted.
Performed by White Noise. No, just kidding. I wish I knew Mutt's. Thank you. I'm in the game again.
You're coming back.
Okay. Like, yep. I think.
Call me LL Cool J.
You girls get this. Your arms ready. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Daryl Brown.
West Side Story.
No.
That's what I was going to guess. Yes.
Okay, keep going.
You never know how much.
Cheryl.
Hey, sister, ghost.
Shelley.
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
You know who sang it, though?
Christina Aguilera. Pink, the chick with the thing on her nipple.
Yep.
Lil' Kim.
Yep.
Lil' Kim. Good job. This was not that version because that one was a little too obvious. This was actually from the movie soundtrack.
Nice. Good job, Paul.
Is that the Pointer Sisters?
Yeah.
No, there was the cast of Chicago.
Okay.
Moulin Rouge. Correct. Okay.
Did she make marmalade?
I can make two anyways.
Free-year-lady.
Her name was Marmalade.
Yep.
Okay. What a beautiful movie. I gotta say, that was
It's great. The play
I've never seen it.
Me neither.
No. I thought you had. I watched it.
Yeah, I did watch it. Yeah, that's right. I did.
By yourself.
Oh, you remember that line.
No, I watched it on TV.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I love that song. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. Daryl Brown.
Damn it.
Pulp Fiction.
I didn't think I was going to get any.
That was great.
That was me being angry.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Don't be a square.
And okay. 3, 2, 1. Daryl Brown.
Rocky.
Yeah, that was like 3 notes. Rocky.
And seriously, you need to start your own podcast. This is all you need to do your whole life.
I'll
be down here by myself every week.
And he's got skills. I need to make more movies.
How far are we in?
We have quite a ways to go.
Good.
Do you want to know what the story is
right now?
So far?
Yeah, let's stand up.
Okay. Shelley has 11. Daryl has 7. Lisa has 7. And Paul has 3 stumpers.
Wow. Okay.
Ready.
So we have 9 more. So okay. Let's go.
It's still anybody's game.
It's anybody's game.
Okay. I'm feeling good now.
Mm-hmm. Love this movie. It's a remake. Stand by in 3, 2, 1. Daryl?
The Star is Born. Lady Gaga and what's his name?
No. What's the name of the song?
Shirama Shalura Shuri.
Shallow. Sorry, Shelly. But it is by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
Yes. But it wasn't called The Star is Born. It was from the movie Star is Born.
Yeah.
We're looking for the song.
Oh, I thought we were going for the movie.
We were doing movies too.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Daryl Brown wins that
one. Yes.
I was like, wait a minute.
Change it midstream.
This guy's neighborhood football. We grew up in the same neighborhood.
Touchdown.
We got Harry carryover in
here. We got a winner. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're correct. I wanted to fuck with you.
He likes to mess with people. Okay.
And everybody will know this.
We take this shit serious over here.
I guess I'm out of the loop. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Somebody,
Daryl.
Oh.
Lisa, what?
Told me the Shrek. World.
Yes.
Yes.
And that is Smash Mouth.
This yes.
Me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with a finger and a thumb in the shape of a nail on her forehead.
Well, being nice. All right.
Now
we'll go back.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
All right, everybody's going to...
Shelly held her ear.
Don't cry. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Shelly.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston in the movie I Will Always Love You. Nope. Bodyguard.
Oh, got it.
She's like, nope. I'm still in my name.
Check my still.
I love that movie I Was Always Love You.
Should stay.
Shelly, come on, Lisa.
Originally sang by Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Leave me in your way.
Nice, all right.
Okay.
All right. I love it.
Okay.
Sorry. Ran out of song. Can't play the whole thing with getting copyright problems already.
That's
anyway,
great.
In 3, 2, 1. Daryl.
The Godfather.
The Godfather.
The Godfather a theme song.
Mother.
I want to see the mother of the Godfather. Yeah. Wow, there we go.
Hey, make mother. Him an offer he can't refuse.
This one, I won't be surprised if the man witch gets this one correct. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Daryl Brown.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
There you go. The good witch, the bad witch, and the
ugly witch.
Terrible.
And the muggly brown. Wow. We gotta change the title of the show.
Do call it a comeback.
Oh, that's a comeback.
You're still, Shelly's still ahead by 4.
Okay.
Daryl, let's say a tie.
And we have 4 left.
Ooh.
Can I do it? Everybody's gonna get this one. Stand by in 3, 2. I want the artist in this one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Lisa Bell.
It is Celine Dion from Titanic, and it was my wedding song.
Yeah.
Which
what is, it?
Like,
come on.
Hey, shh.
She loves me.
Stop talking. Near far.
My heart will go on.
Okay. Thank you. I get 2, though. You get 1.
You know how many times I listened to this before? I mean, I practiced our wedding before it ever happened.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We kind of all did.
Yeah.
Rocking down that.
True.
There's practice.
Cute. Yeah. I had to finish that off. Okay. All right.
It's called rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. This is another sad movie. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Daryl got it.
Oh, man. Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore in Ghosts?
Yes. What's the name of it? Yes.
Charity. No, what the song is called?
Got a point.
Not for professional use.
I know the name of the song.
Lisa can name the song.
Unchained Melody.
Yeah. I know the artist.
You say it, Shelley.
Righteous Brother.
Yeah. Nice. That was looking for each of us.
Guys, way to go.
But you are righteous, brother.
She's a righteous bro, dude. And then they
opened up. Shout out about Nano Nano.
Right, here we go. This is a fun one. Until, let's stand by. 3, 2, 1. Shelby.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
The Lollipop Guilt song?
Yes.
The Munchkin sing it.
Yes. He could have gone with Over the Rainbow, but he dug deep.
That was really good, dude.
Go with that one, yeah.
I like that even better.
Deep. That's a good one.
Because then the boys come in, we represent the lollipop. And same. I mean, the girls.
Chimney Chiroo.
Get that one. I forgot about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. They were all nice. Federal Theater many times.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Oh.
Okay, we're on the last one. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Lisa.
It is E.T.
No.
I got it.
Shelley.
Tarzan.
Yes.
Phil Collins.
Yes. You'll
good very job. Good. Thank you. Tarzan and Phil Co.
I would like to thank the Academy.
My heart.
From prairie dogs.
There we have it.
Wow.
The
okay.
How do
we end up doing?
End scene.
Not good job. The end score is Shelley had 18, Lisa had 13, Daryl had 12, and Paul stumped us 3 times. That was.
I got 12 more than I thought. I did pretty good.
You did.
You really did.
I am very surprised. And people like you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And gosh darn it, I like myself.
Good.
And it is more fun when you win.
Yeah.
Yes. See, I'm a gracious winner.
That feeling you feel?
Yeah.
Your left arm feels even tougher now.
You've got that loving feeling. That's
oh,
nice.
Yay.
That was, you guys were worthy opponents.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
I wouldn't have got Unchained Melody. I could have sang it. I couldn't think of the words for it.
But you knew the Righteous Brothers.
I did.
And you were a righteous dude.
You are one righteous guy. Some would say he's a righteous dude.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
We will be back, you guys, with the Witch-A-Wow.
Totally.
Just suspend my emotion wandering, yeah. Not going to part this anymore.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Star Wars.
For well.
You just really gave it your all.
I put a lot of gut into that one.
Yeah, you.
I think he's finally found his place in the world.
I know.
Well, on my new podcast by myself coming up here pretty soon, I'll be able to do this a
Daryl's
lot.
Daryl's podcast, Movies in the Basement.
All right, guys, here we are at the wow time again. And this week, I have music. Shelly has
Dumb Criminals.
And Lisa has Aminals. And I think let's start it with Aminals.
Let's do it.
Okay.
That'll be good.
I started last time, but that's fine.
Oh. We like you to be first, because you do.
Because, you know, it's hard to beat.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. This sea creature may have just experienced the ugly duckling glow-up of the fish world. Once dubbed the world's ugliest animal, the blobfish, named the Psychorulutes Marcositis, has been named New Zealand's Fish of the Year in a competition created by the conservatorship nonprofit Mountains to the Sea. The blobfish had been sitting patiently on the ocean floor, mouth open, waiting for the next Mollusk to come through to eat, the competition's creator wrote in the press release. He has been bullied his whole life, and we thought, stuff like this, it's time for the blobfish to have a moment, his moment in the sun. The campaign was created to create awareness for the environmental impacts of the destructive bottom trolling, a fishing method that involves dragging a large weighted net along the ocean floor to catch fish and other marine life. And the species is endangered, according to the nonprofit. Blobfish are considered deep sea species and are often found in cold, dark habitats between 1900 and 3900 feet deep in the Atlantic.
That's a lot of feet.
Indian and Pacific Ocean. They are generally known as pale pink gelatinous blobs with a drooly downturned mouth.
I know her.
And a large sagging nose, according to National Geographic. But their unusual appearance and But their unusual appearance may be designed to withstand extreme pressure in the ocean depths. In 2013, the blobfish was voted the world's ugliest animal species in a campaign created by the Ugly Animal Preservation Society. Who knew? The nonprofit aims to raise awareness for threatened species that may not be aesthetically pleasing and therefore potentially less likely to be researched or protected. Uglier animals are neglected, the mission statement said. For the Ugly Animal Preservation states, the blobfish is considered a vulnerable species due to the overflowing and habitat destruction. So you guys, this is seriously the ugliest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life.
I can't wait.
It really does have a face, is the craziest thing.
But
it has a butter face.
Don't judge a fish by its cover. And everybody stop fishing for them if they're extinct, because they're God's creatures.
So we have the ugliest dog con. Now we have the ugliest fish that we'll never be able
Isn't
to
that
really
weird?
Have.
It was like if Jimmy Durante and a carp had a baby.
Absolutely. Seriously.
Wow. God bless them.
That is the perfect thing. So you
that
will
is weird,
see the ugliest fish that is now the world's greatest. What did I call
That's
it?
Why it lives so deep.
It is now the word. Nope. They made it the fish of the year.
Oh,
fish of the year.
I wonder how it tastes.
We're not eating it anymore. It's
got enough problems with everything making fun of it.
Yeah, it's like, quit trying to eat me.
Yeah.
But they found mates, and they mate, and they find love, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. They have good personality.
That's right. Well, and it's dark down there, so don't look anything.
And their girlfriends are just as ugly as they are. Yeah, so anyways, that is my... Which you are.
That is really, really cute.
Woo!
Good rating.
You're ugly.
I am. So I'm dumb criminals this week, and normally we do quick little goofy bank robbers or, you know, a robbery gone awry or what have you. But this is about somebody that you all know, sexual sadist and serial killer BTK, Dennis Rader.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't know him personally.
Yeah, we don't
know him.
Yeah,
you know of him.
Right.
But it is one of my favorite dumb criminal stories because it's so exciting that he got put away before he could hurt other people. And he got put away because he did something really stupid.
Can I say one thing just
Please.
Really fast?
Yes.
Just a little known fact. One of our Patreon members, and I won't say her name because I don't know if she would want me to tell.
Yes.
But her in-laws lived a couple doors down from BTK.
Wow. And he was from Wichita, I think. Kansas.
Yep.
Wow, that is kooky.
Yeah.
They are very lucky to still be alive. He really liked killing neighbors.
Yeah.
I think she meant her parents lived a few blocks down from Burger King. Not
No, it was
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Daryl. Okay, so he is, by all accounts, he looked really average, Boy Scout leader. I think he got a job, like climbing the lines on the electric poles and stuff. He was doing some sort of blue-collar job, which helped him kind of stake out people with their schedules, when they were home, not home, when they were alone, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, he, I think, was inspired by the Zodiac. Like, he really wanted the attention for his crimes. So he left a note in a library book. By the way, he was active from the early 70s to 1991. So he left a note in a library book saying, I'm going to be known as BTK, bind, torture, kill. I'm going to bind him, I'm going to torture him, I'm going to kill him. and which is a weird place to try to get famous because who reads books?
True.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, somebody finds a note, forwards it to the police, and it gets on the 8th page of the newspaper or whatever. So in 1974, he had just done his second or third killing, and he was irritated by the lack of media coverage. So he wrote a letter to a local TV station and said, how many people do I have to kill before I get a name in the paper or some national attention?
Wow.
So this set off a panic. Well, he didn't murder again for 8 years. In 2004, on the 30th anniversary of the first murders, a local paper ran a feature in which it speculated that the killer had either died or been imprisoned. So Raiders infuriated by this, thinking that that happened. So he responded by sending various evidence from his 9th murder, notably a copy of the victim's driver's license, as well as photographs of her body to a reporter. For the next year, he sent packages to the media or simply left items around Wichita. He often used cereal boxes, possibly a reference to serial killer, to hold drawings, crime souvenirs, including photographs, written descriptions of the murders, and even dolls posed to mimic the various deaths. In January 2005, police received a break after recovering a cereal box that included a note in which Rader asked police if they would be able to trace a floppy disk he wanted to send them. Through a classified ad, law enforcement officials indicated that it's safe. Don't worry about it. Just do that. He then sent them a disc, which the police quickly traced to his church, where he served as president of the congregation. Rader's DNA was then matched to the semen found at the first crime scene. He was arrested.
That should be a new word.
You are under arrest.
He was arrested in February 2005. He soon confessed to the crimes and expressed shock that the police had lied to him.
Oh, damn police.
In June, Rader pled guilty. 2 months later, he was sentenced to 10 consecutive life terms. That was from Britannica.com. The old encyclopedia people.
You know what? That guy kind of got bamboozled.
He did.
And then he got arrested.
It's cool if I send you this floppy disk, right? Just so I can get famous but anonymous, right?
Right. Yeah. They're like, it's fine.
Exactly. Yeah, you're good. That, I would say, is a dumb criminal.
Movie. No, that's
really, really dumb. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, the weird thing is he's a bigger in the news criminal than some of these idiots that do stupid stuff, but that was pretty a big flubby dub.
Yes, it was a big flubby dub.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, if he wasn't so dumb, he would still be out doing that.
True that.
Yeah.
He's 80 years old, by the way.
Oh, God, he ain't doing much now, is he? Alrighty, well, mine is going to go right along with the theme of the show. But first of all, guys, let's give it up for Paul again for being with us today.
That was fun.
Our tech, which you did, he put a lot of work into it. And thanks for, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule. We know, but
he's a groovy movie dude.
He is. Yeah. He's going for it. But my is music, of course, this week. And I thought I'd use a little something from the movie soundtrack. From heavy metal.
Oh,
yes. Which I was hoping that would be one of our shows.
Yes. So many.
One of the things. But, you know, it had 16 songs on that. You thought it would have been much bigger, but, you know, 16 songs. Some of the various artists on there were Black Sabbath, Blue Oyster Cult, Cheap Trick, Devo, Don Felder, Graham Funk Railroad, Sammy Hagar, of course, because he sang heavy metal.
Yeah.
Journey, Nazareth, Stevie Nicks. And the Cult.
Wow. So,
no, not the Cult. Cheap Trick. I'm sorry. But the Cult.
So
never,
close.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it said Cult right there and said Cheap Trick. But anyway, so what I thought was kind of interesting was, you think that soundtrack, there's 16 songs on there. That's a pretty big soundtrack.
Yes.
Most movie soundtracks average 20 to 25 songs on them.
Really?
Yeah. But so, I mean, but this is one of that was kind of in our era, well known, you know, and everybody loved the soundtrack to that. The movie, I can't even think of the last time I watched a movie, but it was really kind of a bizarre movie at the time, you know, kind of a cartoonish.
On the verge of R-rated, almost X-rated.
Yeah,
because they didn't get that because of the cartoon in it. It wasn't actual, you know, women doing the acts that they were doing, but just kind of like an acid trip, really weird show. But I thought that was pretty interesting, you know, 16 songs on that, and it seemed like, gosh, but yeah, to know that the average show is 20 to 25 songs on a music soundtrack.
That was one of the hardest when we were to the video store. Mm-hmm. That was, well, that
always
was
always getting stolen.
No, it never came out on video, and people would ask for it all the time, and they never gave the rights to it. Uh-huh. I finally got a bootleg copy of it that I have somewhere. I don't know where it is, but
I remember that.
Yeah, I wish I did because I probably now could see.
I don't even know. You know, the thing that sucks about shows nowadays, if you go back and watch some old shows,
they
charge you for them.
If
Amazon, you can watch anything, but it's like $3.99 to watch this. And so it's like renting a movie again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah,
I wonder if you can find heavy metal just out there.
I'm going to give it a try.
I'm going to give it a shot.
I just remember it being so.
What I usually do is this, guys, because, you know, I watch a lot of TV.
You're right.
But I got, where can I watch heavy metal? Amazon Video, YouTube, Google Plays, and Fandango Home.
Okay, there we go.
And
see, and all of them are $3.99 to rent.
Yeah. Interesting. They're not free. Well, I don't need to dig out my bootleg and try to sell it.
Let's find that bootlegger.
It's not my get rich quick scheme now.
Right.
Yeah, higher quality on the Amazon.
Probably. It probably isn't even. I'm going to
thank you for bringing to mind the word bootleg, because I was like, oh yeah, you had a pirated copy. I couldn't think of the word.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I did.
Boobs.
Do you remember I'm sorry that I'm going off, but do you guys remember what you remember most about heavy metal?
Boobs. Like,
really?
Boobs.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a Bob Seger song?
Night Moves.
Then the guy was playing the piano. That's all I really remember.
Really?
Night Moves.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yep. Yeah, that's the part I remember the most.
What an awesome soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to get that a listening in.
Well, right. Again, thank you, Paul, so much for being here. Thanks, Shelley, for showing up.
Sure.
Thanks for coming downstairs, Daryl.
I do stuff when I do
guys,
drink.
I will let you know when my new podcast drops.
Yeah, we'll let you know when the new. We'll give it a
shout out.
It's going to
be called.
By myself. It's in the Lisa Shelley Network.
Yeah. Our spinoff.
I'll have my special guest Paul stop by once in a while.
No, when I do that, you light yourself on fire. So I won't do that anymore.
Good this point.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
There's that.
Yeah, that was fabulous.
Yeah.
Hey, check out stuff.
Yeah.
You know where to find us. We have a Facebook group, the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast. We've got some merch.
It's some YouTube fun. Stuff.
You should do that. Send us a picture of your merch in different exotic places. We just got a
there you go.
Picture of Cousin Denise with one of our hats in Florida. That was fun.
Ooh.
Also, just stay witchy, my friends.
Yeah, you should totally stay bitchy.